Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, it's going to be a cold weekend, folks. Really cold. I mean, we're talking below zero by Sunday.
It's crazy.
I think you have a great idea, though. The reset thing.
Yeah, let's reset.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here's the deal. Just a few minutes ago.
Let's not recap even. Nope.
Well, let me just mention this.
No, there's no recap. Let's just say
Jamie,
this. Let's just say this.
I'm giving you props.
No, I don't want to.
You're cutting edge.
No, I don't want to cut.
You're like a reporter that's reporting on crap that nobody else will report on.
I didn't know that.
You're a hero on Texnado.
I didn't know I was opening up a can of worms.
Right,
I literally just read the story like it was a thing, and now Schmidl's getting called names like fake ass hair boy. And I'm like, I just told a story in the news.
And then
it all went bad. Don't recap. Let's just reset.
Recap. Hey, Schmidl. Uh-huh. Just turn off Twitter. I mean, the
Textnado.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah. No, just turn it off.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's really ugly. Right?
It's just.
All right, here we go.
Just
we're
going to
reset.
Control.
We're going to reset the show
yes.
with some fun, okay? This is
all
fun.
Right, okay.
All right, everybody sing along.
Everybody here, honk on Bobo. Everybody there, honk on Bobo. Everybody everywhere, honk on Bobo. Because Bobo honks on you.
Here we go.
Everybody here, they can honk on Bobo. Everybody there, they can honk on Bobo. Everybody everywhere, honk on Bobo. Because Bobo honks on you.
That wasn't directed at you, Schmidl. That's just a reset.
That's just a reset
for the show. Let's do it again.
No.
Everybody here, honk on Bobo. Everybody there, honk on Bobo. Everybody everywhere, honk on Bobo. Because Bobo honks on you.
Here we go, baby.
Everybody here, they can honk on Bobo. Everybody there, they can honk on Bobo. Everybody everywhere, honk on Bobo. Because Bobo honks on you.
Reset.
Okay, everybody
reset.
Feel
brand
good.
New show.
I feel great.
Brand
yeah.
new show.
I danced around. Everybody
yeah.
feel good. Shake it
oh, yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Shake it out.
All right,
okay.
I got a fun story for you.
Oh, good.
Did you know here in Colorado we have a black bear up in the mountains by the name of Kim Kardashian?
I did not know this.
Yeah.
I didn't. This is a fun story.
This bear has been dubbed Kim Kardashian because there's a wildlife cam up there that this bear has done 400 selfies.
What?
The bear has stopped at the camera and does selfies. He's done over 400, or she maybe.
Oh, I'm looking at it now.
Over 400 selfies, and they've dubbed the bear's name Kim Kardashian.
Fame-hungry Kardashian bear goes viral.
He's doing like a duck face in this picture.
Yeah,
yeah.
It sure is. That's so funny. It is like turning its head and like posing. That's so bizarre. Oh, my God. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Do you have an audio or something?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding? You got a bear story?
I knew you were looking for it.
Bears never give up.
Oh,
bears get their picture taken.
Everything has a song.
To make it hard.
Oh, bears.
Bears never give up. Because they want to make it hard.
One more time.
Bears never cry. They just sit and wait in the dark.
Have a great weekend. We'll see.
Actually, I have some bad news right now.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry. I know that we're bringing it
no,
up.
No, we're resetting the show with good news.
But I didn't realize, you guys, first of all, I-70 westbound near Floyd Hill, I guess there's a crash. But I didn't realize how many people are in town from all over the world right now. First of all, the Aspen X Games.
Yep.
It's the X Games in Aspen. They're going on this weekend.
But that's not bad news. That's good news.
Have you seen the I-70 traffic right now?
Well, if you're in that traffic, it's bad news. But for everybody else, it's good news.
No, it's bad news because we were all going to go up to the mountains.
That's, well, they're here. All right.
So here, anyway. So it's bad timing because they do the X Games right now in Aspen. And then Breckenridge right now is having its big World Cup of ice sculpting stuff.
Like the International Snow Sculpture Championships.
Right. International Snow Sculpture Championships. Yep. And listen, it's a world-renowned snow sculpting competition. Teams from around the world, descend on Breckenridge, Colorado to hand-carve 25-ton blocks of snow into enormous, intricate works of art. Whoa. That's crazy. All these people all at the same time.
It's not that impressive, actually.
What?
No. I saw a news report on it a couple of days ago.
It is impressive.
Well, after going out to the Gaylord and seeing the ice sculptures of Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah?
The only sculptures I saw on the news a couple of days ago was somebody made a gingerbread house.
Well,
and I thought that looked like something I could do in my front yard.
Because today is the last day of the carving. They haven't finished it yet.
Oh, so I didn't see the finished product?
No. It says it's a 25-ton... Don't slam this.
I didn't slam it. I'm just saying that one out at the Gaylord was phenomenal.
They can all be phenomenal. Nobody has to win.
And these are all done by, like, hand. They're handcrafted.
They're not handcrafted. They use tools.
No, but it's hand-carved, 25-ton
blocks.
Well,
so are the ice blocks.
Why are we arguing? They use hand tools. How about that?
Yeah, okay? They use tools.
They use hand tools. Like you're a tool. They creativity and inspiration to bring their ideas to life. No power tools allowed. And teams sculpt countless hours, up to 94 hours.
So they've been working on these things all week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
isn't
then
that
the
crazy?
Display is this weekend, right?
Yeah.
So you could hit them both if you're headed up.
The display is the 27th through the 1st.
Right, this weekend.
Well, yeah, but isn't that longer than a weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, it rolls into like Tuesday
days.
Or so. But
well,
yeah,
right,
it all starts this weekend.
I know, but it's longer than the weekend.
My God. You guys.
It ends on the 1st. So there. All right. So anyway, go and see all that. But isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And already I-70 is just a zoo.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
But it's pretty cool to have the X Games here, too, though.
Yeah, in Aspen.
I mean, that thing is huge all over the world.
Yeah, I went and saw it in L.A. We used to, when it would go to L.A. all the time, and that Travis Pastrami.
Travis Pastrana is crazy.
He's crazy. Yeah. He did a flip or something.
The first person to do a double backflip.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. He went all gnar, man.
Yeah, he's
badass. He is. All right, so is everybody better now?
Yep.
We're all happy?
Yep,
everything's
good? We're reset, right?
Good? Okay.
Reset. Everybody's
Woo-hoo!
Reset.
All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, also heard on the Odyssey app. Odyssey, download it for your phone. Adele, fly away to Vegas. Every single day, a fly away, and you could win. And today we've got a code word for you coming up at 9 o'clock. Big drawings over the weekend for the Powerball and for the Lotto. $572 million for the Powerball tomorrow night.
Yeah, and then Saturday is the Colorado Lottery at $10 million, right?
Yep. There's a story out there this morning of Rick Astley, and I guess there's a guy named Young Gravy. He's a rapper, okay?
Yeah, I think he's playing at the X Games, right?
He is.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Young Gravy's in town?
Young Gravy. Yep. And
no wonder we have a traffic jam on I-70. Yeah. You got Young Gravy up there.
He's going to do a mashup.
Yeah. All right. So I guess he's being sued, though.
Oh, he is?
Rick Astley. Remember Rick Astley?
Well, I see Rick Astley every 5 seconds on a commercial for AAA.
It's annoying, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Here's the song, Rick Astley. I'm going to give you up. I'm going to let you down. I will say this is a catchy tune. He's hurt you.
I can't do it anymore.
I love that song.
No, because that commercial runs every 5 seconds.
It does, yeah. It really
and I cannot do it.
I've never seen it.
Oh, what?
I feel lucky with you describing it.
Oh, my God. I guess because you don't watch Judge Judy.
No, I don't.
Yeah, Judge Judy. It runs all through Judge Judy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's like, is this still a thing? And then it just keeps going and going and going.
Oh, my God.
And
if it pops on anytime soon, you'll notice it. You'll notice it because...
I'm going to give you up. I'm going to let you down.
Back in the day, you could get Rickrolled. Remember that?
Yeah, you do. Never gonna say goodbye.
Never gonna tell a lie. So Young Gravy, who's in town for the X Games, right?
Correct.
I guess he used a piece of this song.
Well, so I guess originally Gravy, what's his name? Astley thought that Gravy bought the rights just for the instrumental part, not okay. how the song goes, right? So then when he made this song, the choruses, like the way they're structured, match, and he didn't pay for that part.
So he okay. I get what you're saying, I think. He bought the melody, but not the cadence?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I think that's what
it is. Yeah, I'm not even sure I got what you just said. He bought the melody, but not the cadence?
Yeah, the ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. All right. That part. But then he, what they sold him was, I'm just giving you an example, like ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. But what he used was never going to give you up.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, the cadence of it.
All right, here it is. Here it is. Never take a L no more. Never take a damn thing slow. That's a lawsuit. That might be one of the most stolen songs as far as a lawsuit goes that I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's he's pretty.
I mean, that is a blatant ripoff right there, right?
On. Yep.
Yeah. I'd like to hear, what's his name again? Young Turk or something?
Young Gravy.
Young Gravy.
Yeah, Young Gravy. I'd like to hear him sing that, actually.
I wonder, though, if he's going to pull it.
Oh, he may not be able to do it.
Right.
Perform it live.
If he's got
a cease and desist.
Right. He won't be able to sing it.
Yeah.
And that's kind
of his only song.
I think that's all anybody knows.
Yeah,
I think he does it anyway.
You do.
Yeah, you're at the X Games. You got to pull out the big one, don't you?
Well, that's the only one everybody's going to sing
to. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Quick break. It's 8:13. Never take a L no more. Never take a damn thing slow. All I know is Jay. BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Friday, man. The weekend's almost here. It's going to be cold, though. Very, very cold this weekend. Oh, before we get to what you're doing today, which I think is brilliant, by the way.
Okay.
I got another song to play for you. Okay.
Okay.
And this is one of those songs that's going viral simply because it's earworm. Everybody's singing it, can't get it out of their head, and it's making the news for some reason. All right, we've already played Honk on Bobo.
Oh, yeah, it was
we played
fantastic.
Bears Don't Care, whatever it's called.
Never
right?
Give up.
Never give up the Bears. Yeah.
Yeah.
We played what's his name? Young Biscuit.
Young Gravy. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Young Gravy.
Yeah.
By the way, I just found out a fun fact. I don't know if it's true.
What?
But Young Gravy's dad apparently invented those bumps that wake you up if you go off the road.
Oh, really?
That's
no way.
That's what somebody said. Yeah, those. Yeah.
Those bumps?
Huh. Yeah. Young Gravy's dad.
Young Gravy.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, made some bumps.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. All right, there's a Burger King commercial, and I guess this Whopper song is getting a lot of play because people are saying that it's driving them nuts.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. Whopper, 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 Junior, double, triple, Whopper, flame grill taste with perfect toppers, I rule this day. All right, here we go. Lettuce, mayo, pickle, ketchup, it's okay if I don't want that impossible or bacon Whopper, any Whopper my way. You rule your season today, and BK, have it your way. I don't hear it.
What's
is it driving me nuts? No.
Yeah, we haven't heard it more than once.
No,
yet.
But the one though, because it does get. I sing it all the time to myself, and I just realized that I actually do it. BK, have it your way. That's what gets stuck in my head.
Oh, see, I have Whopper, 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 Whopper.
Yeah,
in my
that's
head.
What gets
Whopper,
stuck
Whopper?
In my head. Yeah,
I got the BK, have it your way in my
the
head.
The part of the song that people are complaining about is Whopper, 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 Whopper,
Whopper, Whopper, Whopper, Whopper, Whopper.
It's all over TikTok. If it hasn't hit your reels yet, it will.
All right, let me hear it again. Let's do it again. Whopper, 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 Junior, double, triple, Whopper.
Whopper, Whopper, Whopper. I feel like I'm stuck. Whopper, 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 Whopper. whopper.
Stuck in your head. Sorry to do that.
No, and it is.
Yeah.
It's totally stuck in my head.
It is?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I hate
Whopper, 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 junior, double, triple, whopper, whopper, taste with perfect toppers. I approve this day.
What do you say again?
Whopper, 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 junior, double, triple, whopper, whopper, taste with perfect toppers. I approve this day.
Who came up with the idea what you guys are doing today?
What? What
are you talking about? Who came up with the idea? Your Goodwill honey.
I'm sorry.
Who came up with that? That's brilliant.
It was called the Sag Schmidl.
Yeah.
It was a little awkward.
Yeah, you just got to move on.
Yeah, you just got whopper, 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 whopper,
whopper.
Okay. Okay, so here's how it all happened.
Okay.
So yesterday, one of my friends has this dress, and she can't find shoes, right? And that's where my shoes came into play, because there's 7 girls on this feed. So I showed her a pair of Louboutins, but they're $1,800. Whew. And she's like, I'm not spending $1,800 for one event for these shoes. And I was like, okay. And she goes, what about a secondhand store? And I'm like, ew. Now, here's my rule, okay? I will buy, like that jacket right there, that's from a secondhand store.
Right.
Okay, I'll buy jackets and backpacks and stuff like that from a thrift store.
Yeah, yeah.
Just odds and ends like that, jewelry, whatever. But shoes is off limits.
I get it. I get it. I wouldn't buy a pair of shoes from the secondhand store.
Yeah, I don't do shoes at all.
And I don't care if they look brand new, dress shoes, whatever. I'm not going to buy them from the thrift store.
Right, but then Christy chimed in and she's like, really? She goes, Lysol fixes everything. And she's like, the shoes that you try on at the mall have been tried on by other people. What's the big deal? And then I was like, ew.
Well,
that is a good point. I mean,
yes and no.
Yeah,
I mean,
because
now,
women put our bare feet in high heels and try them on.
Well, but the store that where last shoes I bought, you go in, you see a pair of shoes on the display there, and you say this one in a size 10. They go get a brand new pair, bring them out.
Right, but people have tried those on.
You don't know that, though.
You probably...
The thrift store, you know for a fact somebody wore them over and over and over again. But when I go to the shoe store, I don't think of that.
Trust me, 7.5s, which I wear, have been tried on and on and on and on.
And the difference with those at a thrift store is that they've been sweated in. Like, they've been used.
Right, that's the point. Yeah,
soaking up that sweat.
Thrift store is not the same as a new pair of shoes.
Right, so Christy's like, Lysol fixes everything. So I'm like... I can't. I don't know why I just can't put my feet in other... Even though she had a great point, right? Which is, if you go somewhere else, they've tried them on. Now that's stuck in my head, but it's fine. Anyway, and so she calls it Goodwill Hunting, right? And so...
It's a great name.
It is a great name.
Perfect.
And so we're all going... This is crazy. We're all going thrift shopping, all right? And first of all, we have to play the Macklemore song when we start
thrift shop. I'm going to pop some
tags. So we're all going to be in the car. We turn it up. And then we walk in, and then I guess this weekend at Goodwill, all clothes are $2.
Oh.
Yeah. Because she's on the email list.
At all the Goodwills?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Wow. Every item is $2 clothes?
She said clothing was. Yeah. She got an email.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she said. So now this is the brilliant part. So what we do is we all pick out, you have to draw somebody's name, and then you have to buy them an outfit.
Okay.
You have to go to the Goodwill. We are all going, and we have to buy each other an outfit, and then we go home, we wash it in hot.
Now, is the approach on this the most hideous?
No.
Or you're actually looking for something that looks very nice?
Very nice. We're trying to go, like, nice.
Okay, so you're not out to just embarrass someone when you go out to dinner.
No, we're trying to, whoever gets the best
outfit.
Because
that could easily be done.
Well, yeah, that's easy. This one's hard, right? So we have to go buy each other an outfit, wash them in hot, Lysol them, all that stuff. And then, because everybody has stuff to do on Saturday, but then on Sunday, we wear them all and we go out to dinner.
That's a great idea.
Is that hilarious?
Now,
I've never done this.
I was thinking you could also do it the opposite way. It'd be great for Valentine's Day if this caught on all over the country, where couples go into a Goodwill store and you buy the most hideous.
That's true.
And you wear it to your Valentine's dinner.
Oh, my God.
So when you go into a restaurant, you see everybody in there on Valentine's night that has on these hideous outfits, and you know what's going on. It's the Goodwill hunting.
The Goodwill hunting Valentine's challenge. challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be
That would
awesome?
Be funny. That is a funny idea, actually. But no, we're going the opposite, which is all, you know, upscale as much as you can or whatever. And then Sunday, we're going to dinner. Oh, my God. What if it's horrible?
I think you're going to find some pretty good items, though.
I do, too.
Now, which store are you going to? Do you know exactly?
The one on Broadway. I don't know.
Oh, boy. Because it really depends on the store you go to. Yeah. Because they say that if you go to a Goodwill, like in Vail, you get really good stuff. Mm. But if you go to certain parts of town.
Well, you know. Is that blue store still open? The one that's the Goodwill Blue in Cherry Creek?
Oh, because
they have
know.
Only high-end stuff.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
It's blue?
Like blue. But it's
called
like,
Goodwill Blue?
Yeah, it's like only like designer stuff.
I will say the Goodwill in Lone Tree has some really good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Those
and it's barely used.
Okay, so is there, there's got to be, where are the richest zip codes? That's where we need to go.
Yeah, that's. I'd say the richest zip codes don't even have a Goodwill one.
It looks like your Goodwill's still open.
Oh, it is the
yeah.
blue one?
Goodwill Deja Blue Boutique Store.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
all boutique.
Just, uh-huh. It's right on 3rd and University.
Wow.
So we'll go there.
There you go. But that kind of defeats the
I
purpose.
Know. We're not really going to go there.
Yeah. You yeah. want to go, you need to go to something in a part of town that isn't so flashy.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, the Broadway one, that sounds yucky.
I think Broadway's perfect. I really do. I think Broadway. I think
oh
Broadway.
Oh my God! I don't even know if I want to put my body.
Broadway would be a challenge.
No, yucky.
Yes,
I don't know if I want to.
You know, you say shoes. I can't bear buy pants from there.
Why?
I just don't want to put on a pair of pants that somebody else wore.
Why?
I just don't. I don't. I don't know. It's much like the shoes, I guess.
Is it like your sack is touching their sack?
Yeah. Because he doesn't wear underwear, so he thinks everyone else is doing the same thing.
Oh, it's like a oh, sack yeah. attack.
We have to take a break.
Ew. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, perfect.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Adele, we're doing a flyaway every single day, every day, every
this
day.
This is sweet. Somebody, the folks at Cupid's Undie Run yeah. want to send you some panties. What is Cupid's Undie Run?
Well, first know. Of all, that's not funny. Free panties is not to be laughed at.
I think that's really nice.
Yeah,
of them.
I'll take a pair. What yeah. is your underwear? Do I didn't know underwear has sizes though.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, it's you do like a 5K in your underwear.
Oh yeah, let's yeah. do it.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
That would be hot.
I've done a thong run before.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I did yeah. one. I did one in Tampa.
Yeah, I remember seeing
yeah,
that. And
I did
you,
a thong run.
You know that one advertisement we play about that shaver?
Mm-hmm.
You might want to grab that.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I got right. two.
The Manscaped?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're all good.
You kicked it.
All good.
Because that was
yeah,
a little
send
out
the,
of
send the undies over, folks.
Yeah.
What's it called? Cupid's Undie Run?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll see you at the run. See you there. All right. I want to bring this up simply because it's so far-fetched. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I just filled you in on it off air.
People
okay?
are stupid.
I guarantee you there will be people on Textato that fall for this.
They're dumb.
Not just fall for it, but believe this is the way I should probably put it, okay? Everybody knows about this football player. Spadell, are you familiar with this?
Which football player?
All right. The Buffalo Bills guy.
DeMar Hamlin.
DeMar Hamlin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's the guy that collapsed on the field during a game with Cincinnati, right?
Right.
And they saved his life. The guy, they did CPR on him and all this stuff, and he went to the hospital. Everybody knows the story.
Yeah.
The conspiracy that's out there is that the guy died.
Oh, there's a lot of those, actually.
Yeah, that the NFL is covering it
yep.
up.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
That is the conspiracy. And not only is it a conspiracy, there are tons of high-profile people on Twitter that truly believe the NFL is covering up the death of this guy. DeMar Hamlin, is it?
Yeah. Yep.
They are covering up this guy. And here's what I can't figure out. What would be the purpose of covering it up?
I don't know.
If he died on the field.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I mean, I've heard a lot of dumb conspiracy theories, but this one is like, what is going on? People are so bored.
What if it turns out to be true?
It's not going to be true, you dumbass.
First of all, don't call me names. All right? Stop. I'm not saying I believe this,
oh, okay.
which I don't.
All right, thank
okay?
God.
All right, now.
You scared me a minute.
There
like,
have
come
been,
on.
There have been situations where this guy supposedly showed up for the Buffalo Bills game this past weekend. And when you watch the videos, his face is never shown. Mm-hmm. There is also a picture of a guy that they say is him, but he doesn't have any sleeves on, and the guy does not have tattoos on his arm, which DeMar does.
Oh, my God.
There are those pictures out there. This thing is circulating. Jamie,
no, I'm reading it. I wasn't saying, oh, my God, to you. I'm saying, oh, my God.
Oh, okay. I thought you were questioning me.
No. I'm saying, oh, my God.
It's a legit conspiracy theory.
Because it says, two-time World Series champion Aubrey Huff tweets the NFL is covering up DeMar Hamlin's death.
Well, that's why
I said, oh, my God.
And even in the video of, like, him being supposedly at the game, they do an inside shot of him holding up the heart to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just from the back. It's not from the front. And when they zoom in on the front through the glass, you can't see his face because it's snowing so bad.
Yeah, there's a bunch of light.
So here's what I would do if I'm DeMar, okay? This is what I do. He's obviously alive, okay? These people are morons.
What if he's not?
He is.
What if he's not?
Yeah.
What if he's not?
Him and Elvis are fine. Anyway, but if I'm DeMar, what I do is I stay on the down low. Because this is hilarious. He obviously knows that this is going around, yeah. Right? And so if I'm him, I'm like, oh, I just stay back and don't say anything because this is so fun. I wouldn't say anything.
I've been watching this thing grow over the past, well, ever since that. I guess the conspiracy part of it started maybe about 3 or 4 days after the incident of him collapsing on the field.
Yeah, because they're saying, isn't it interesting the NFL kept us up to date every second of DeMar, and now they've gone silent.
Yeah, they are begging. They are literally begging. They being people online that want proof that he is alive.
No, he shouldn't do it.
They are begging for videos of him. They even want him to do videos where he's holding up a current newspaper that has the exact date of when he does it so to show that he's alive.
Now, if you had that rumor going on about you, wouldn't you stay on the down low?
I'm with you. I'd lay low.
Wouldn't that be
funny? I'd lay low because you stay in the news. You stay all over social media.
Exactly.
By staying out of the limelight.
And then you go to Party City and you get that nose and mustache.
But I'm telling you, if you did not know that this is going on, simply go into Google or anywhere else and search for this conspiracy, okay? That DeMar Hamlin is dead.
Right?
He's not alive. He died and the NFL is covering up. You're not going to believe the people out there that are really bona fide big names that truly believe this guy died.
No, I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. I mean, it's everywhere. And they say that he has a body double.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the guy that has no tattoos on his arm.
I woke up and saw DeMar Hamlin trending. Unfortunately, it happens to be for the wrong reasons. This conspiracy crowd, give me a break.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Oh, man.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.